Don't be surprised to see a lot of red and white garb in Okotoks this week. No, the Foothills isn't celebrating a preemptive Canada Day, it's more the small matter of the Notre Dame Hounds sending two teams to the same site as the ESSO and TELUS Cup competitions. The U18 AAA Female and Male Championships got underway Monday at the Payson Centennial Arenas. It's pretty cool. Most of our friends are on the other Hounds team, and we've got siblings and twins on the teams, said Female Hounds alternate captain Caitlin Gilroy. It's awesome to just be around the atmosphere, and the whole school is behind us. With the ESSO and TELUS Cup events being hosted at one site, it's the first time the Wilcox Sask school has had both U18 teams vying for a national crown in the same location. It's fantastic being part of the Hounds. Everyone rallies around you, added Notre Dame forward Keena McKibben, who calls Chestermere home. And being here to support the boys, it's just fantastic having that support system. They know what we're going through, we know what they're going through, so it's great to have each other. For McKibben, the ESSO has also been an opportunity to return home as a former member of the Okotoks-based Rocky Mountain Raiders from 2017 to 21. It's fantastic, I'm happy to be home and playing here for 4 years. It's awesome playing in my home rink again, McKibben said. In the first day of ESSO Cup action on May 16, the Hounds knocked off Nova Scotia's Northern Selects 2-1 in overtime, with Gilroy potting the game winner on a determined play in front of goal. I went for about 3 rebounds and put it in the end, Gilroy said. It's pretty amazing, everyone came in and was just so happy for me, just like I would be for anyone else, and that's the kind of team we are. Caitlin Gilroy pots the game winner for the Notre Dame Hounds in overtime as they edged the Northern Subway Selects 2-1 in ESSO Cup play on May 16 at Okotoks Payson Centennial Arenas. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks Today, the West Region champions, along with every team in the field, are coming off extended layoffs from playoffs and regionals. But the rust goes away quick. We've had 3 weeks off, and it's hard coming off 3 weeks. It was a little scrambly, but it was a hard-fought game and we came away with the win, which is all you can ask for, McKibben added. It's definitely building some momentum off of it and really pumping us up and making us excited, so we're ready to come back tomorrow and play. In other action on day one, Ontario's Durham West Lightning edged the Prince Albert Bears by a 6-2 count, and the Fraser Valley Rush bested Quebec's Remparts de Richelieu 4-1. In TELUS Cup play, the Moncton Flyers came out flying with a 5-1 triumph over Notre Dame, with Ontario's Mississauga Reps outlasting the Sydney Rush 8-3. The preliminary round continues through to May 20, with the top four teams in each competition advancing to the playoff round on May 21. On Championship Sunday, the ESSO Cup final is a 3:30 p.m. start, and the TELUS Cup final follows at 7:30 p.m. on May 22. For full schedule information, click the links for the ESSO and TELUS Cup competitions. The Moncton Flyers and Notre Dame Hounds clash during TELUS Cup action at Okotoks Payson Centennial Arenas on May 16. Moncton took the game by a 5-1 score. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks Today. Moncton Flyers forward Luke Patterson digs for a rebound against the Notre Dame Hounds in TELUS Cup action on May 16. Robert Karotishin, Okotoks Today.